this beat. All right! Well, one for the money, two for the show. Three to get a red hat, go for it, I don't know. Step up blue sweat shoe. You can do the thing, but they all want my blue sweat shoe. Well, you can knock them down.
You just sang ballin' up and knockin' up.
What'd you say on stage?
Oh, you just said ballin' up and knockin' up.
Well, let me see. We're gonna rip it up, gonna shake it up, gonna rock it up.
And I'll ball you up and I'll knock you up.
That's right, I said that.
Is a very dirty thing that you said.
It is not a very dirty thing. You're getting everything wrong.
Well, you better explain that to all the virgins in the audience.
Virgins?
Virgin.
What's a virgin?
About $3 a pound. I don't know what a bird she is.
All right, listen.
Come on, explain that to them dirty
stuff. Listen,
we're
back in the 50s. Those words meant a completely different thing back in the 50s.
Balling up and knocking up.
That's right. Sue out there will bear me out.
She still have those little dimples on her tootsie?
Not that kind of bear out. That means she'll agree with me.
I'd rather see her tootsie.
Cut it out. Balling in the 50s meant to go out and have a ball, have fun, right? What are you guys laughing at? That's what it meant. It meant to cry. Bawling, crying. Remember you came home from school with a bad report card? You'd be crying in your room. Your mother would knock on your door. What are you doing in there? I'm bawling.
Oh, I don't think it was me.
No, I don't think so.
And how about knocking you up, man? Where do you get the brains to say something like knocking you up?
I didn't say knocking. I said knocking you up.
As the triangle thickens, tune in tomorrow to the edge of our sheets.
Beds.
What's the difference?
About $3 a night.
You like $3, don't you?
I love $3.
Listen, that happens to be a British expression.
Oh, really? Are you kidding me?
No, knocking up is a British expression. That's why you never woke up when we were in England. You slept all day. When you want a wake-up call in London, if any of you have ever gone to London or planned to visit the Queen...
Oh, you can come to my house anytime.
The Queen of England, idiot.
Oh, she can come too.
Cut it out.
Ow.
I don't mean that. I mean, let's see. If any of you have ever been abroad...
Excuse me. I know you won't believe this, but I was abroad for about a year.
Not that kind of abroad.
Oh.
Yeah? Did you like it?
I made a lot of money.
Opened doors for you, they bought you dinner.
Everything you can think of.
I don't mean that. If any of you have ever been, like, abroad, like overseas...
Well, I was under a jockey once for a weekend.
Cut it out. I was a sailor.
No, that was an army sergeant. Syncopated rhythm.
All right, I don't mean it. Listen, in England, when you want a wake-up call in London, you do not call the desk and say, call me at 11 o'clock. The proper expression in London is, knock me up at 11. You cut it out. And at 11 o'clock, a young man or woman comes to your door.
And goes, come on, get up.
You stop pumping on the mic.
Kidding me, and about 5 seconds later, a little snooze alarm. Get up.
Cut it out.
Ow. And then, of course, the house dick comes
Fire
up.
There's no house dick in London.
That's why I don't live there. If there was only one in London.
You cut it out. You took some requests from these people. All right, let's see. What kind of requests did we get back here?
Well, they were asking for songs like, you know, Hop and all that. You know, rock and roll songs.
Yeah. Those are songs that started back when we were in Philadelphia.
We were just children.
That's right. Our hometown. A lot of songs and dances came out of Philly. Where did they start? Where else except on Dick Clark's American Bandstand?
All right.
Dick Clark's American Bandstand, which is brought to you every day by one product and one product alone, and that product was...
Caliracil.
Thank you, Crater Face.
Mr. Clark!
First suicide, eh?
My very first. Hey, Mr. Clark,
Yes?
I can't get rid of these zits.
No zit. All right, no pimple.
Hey, look, I got these dukes all over my face. What am I going to do? I'm just a young teenager flowing up life stream without an oar.
Flowing up life stream without... You're a what? Oh,
I'm just a young teenager flowing up life stream without an oar.
Without an oar.
Yeah.
Vaudeville, 1905, the Troc Theater. Yeah. I can get you an oar.
How much?
$100 a night, breakfast, and car fare.
I'll take it. Hey.
Wait a minute, that comes later.
And you're minky sick.
Minky, it's monkey.
Not to me. To me, it's a minky.
All right, let's take some of his requests.